I'm here to welcome everybody to the good stuff, and I'm just excited for the program today. I got a great poem by Chris Isaac coming up.
I'm looking forward to that then.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for ag news. They cover it all. They've got information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related items. It's all part of Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you get it checked out soon. All right, I got it right here. To the old times. Maybe if you have a glass of something handy, you can put it up in the air as I go through this. Me and my pards, Bud and Beaver, were having a cold one down at the Pines. We'd been to the show and watched the short go. We were just catching up on old times. When this kid walked in with a swagger that told the whole bar he was there. Hat cocked to one side, he was plumb full of pride. Just let all the gunsel beware. His thumb slid back behind his buckle as he hollered, "The drinks are on me." I rode a bad one tonight, removed all of his fight, and I'm starting right now on a spree. We just looked at each other and grinned as we remembered those days gone by. When we were the ones who were having the fun, let her buck was our standard war cry. But I think that the grins were a cover, a mask that could hide something more, so no one could see that these old devotees were wishing time hadn't shuttered the door. 'Cause it's a door that cannot be left gapping. Once it's closed, it won't open again. It's forever shut tight, though you try as you might. The trying could just drive you insane. But there's one saving grace, a solution. It's a way to help ease the despair. It's those old memories that help us to see the good times that are no longer there. And I looked at Bud and Old Beaver, and they were both smiling through tears, thinking back when we did the same as that kid, as we remembered back through the years. So, pards, let's raise a glass to old memories, to the good times and all the old friends. And though those days are gone, the memories live on. In our dreams, those days never end. The great cowboy poet, Chris Isaacs.
I have something called marketing terms, but I don't know where this came from. So, again, a reminder, if you send something to us, please include the author so we can give credit on that. It's called marketing terms. This is how it works. You see a gorgeous girl at a party. You go up to her and say, "I'm very rich. Marry me." Now that's direct marketing. You're at a party with a bunch of friends and you see a gorgeous girl. One of your friends goes up to her and, pointing at you, says, "He's very rich. You should marry him." That's advertising. You see a gorgeous girl at a party. You go up to her and you get her telephone number. The next day you call and say, "Hi, I'm very rich. Marry me." That's telemarketing. You're at a party and see a gorgeous girl. You get up and straighten your tie. You walk up to her and pour her a drink. You open the door for her. You pick up her bag after she drops it. Offer her a ride and then say, "By the way, I'm very rich. Will you marry me?" That is public relations. You're at a party. You see a gorgeous girl. She walks up to you and says, "You're very rich." That's brand recognition. You see a gorgeous girl at a party. You go up to her and say, "I'm rich. Marry me." She gives you a nice hard slap on your face. And that is customer feedback. Some marketing terms for you today. Hopefully you learned something from that.
Exactly. Okay, should be talking a little trash right now.
What?
I know. A man spots a sign outside a house that reads, "Talking dog for sale, $10. Intrigued, he walks into the house to find a dog sitting on the sofa. "So tell me about yourself," the man says to the dog. "Well," says the dog, "I led a very full life. I worked for the CIA. I lived in the Alps. Then I got into airport security. Now I'm pretty much retired." Amazed, the man turns to the dog's owner. "This dog is incredible. Why are you selling him so cheap?" The owner says, "Because he's a big liar. He never did any of those things."
Well, maybe not. Here's something sent in from Yvonne, our favorite Yvonne Hollenbeck, I believe, to Jim here a while back. And it's called "The Very Best Way is Right." The world is a difficult world to indeed, and the people are hard to suit. And the man who plays on the violin is a bore to the man with the flute. And I myself have often thought how very much better it would be if every one of the folks that I know would only agree with me. But since they will not, the very best way to make the world look bright is never to mind what others say, but do what you think is right. Thanks for sharing that, Yvonne. Before we go today, I do want to make a mention here of the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, inviting you to visit the Valentine area. Check out 50 Things to Do on their website at visitvalentine.com. A fall hunting trip, an ice fishing trip maybe this winter, or maybe coming for the Bull Bash in February. Check out the events calendar at visitvalentine.com. If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.